Welcome to another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101. Independent insurance agent with us, as always, and that would be Kathy Cacciola. Good morning.
Good morning, JR. How are you today?
I'm doing.
How are you? Good.
What do we have going on in the world of healthcare?
Well, we're in a period we call lock-in currently. And what that means is that from the end of March up until October 15th, when the new season starts up again for 2027, whatever you have, you're kind of stuck with for now. Now,
okay.
There are special election periods you can use. You know, you moved, you're a dual member, meaning you have Medicare, Medicaid, you have a low-income subsidy. There's certain ways that you can move to a different plan, but for the most part, you're kind of locked in. So that's the period we're in right now. Mostly what I'm dealing with is occasionally I can move somebody. If I can, I want to try. Let me know what's going on. Maybe I can help you. And then those who are turning 65, those are the people I deal with mostly during this lock-in time.
And a lot of people are turning 65. Every day you got someone turning 65.
Every day.
This is what you get to do.
Yeah. I mean, the statistic is about 10,000 a day.
Really?
Turning 65. Yeah.
Good night.
So there's a lot.
Well, if you're up to that point to where you need to, you're going to be coming up on 65. It's always advisable to give Kathy 3 to 4 months before that so she can help you out to get you started as to what the protocol is to get you the paperwork signed up. Are you going to collect Social Security or are you just going to go on Medicare? If you're an employer that has less than 20 employees, you have no choice but to go on Medicare at 65. But she gives you all that stuff.
Yeah, yesterday I had a couple in. Now, originally he said, because I saw him at the beginning of the year and he turned 65 last year, he wanted to go on Medicare then, but his wife says, no, let's wait until, you know, a little bit longer, a couple more years, and then, you know, you can go on Medicare and Social Security. All of a sudden he decided, you know what, life is short. He wants to go on Medicare and Social Security now. And he's, you know, 65 in about 6 months. So one of the things that you have to do if you're going to do that is you have to create yourself a My Social Security account.
Yeah, that's right.
There really isn't any choice in this matter. You have to do it.
Sure.
So, I mean, you have to create it. And once you create it, then I can help you get enrolled into Social Security and Medicare. He wants to do both at the same time. I can help you do that. But without that My Social Security account, there's really nothing anyone can do.
Right.
Other than you have to go down to Social Security office and apply in person. So that's kind of the perimeters now because of the security protocols and the fact that they want to make sure that you are that person that is applying, that you are you, that they either have to see you in person or you have to verify your identity through the My Social Security account.
A lot of people, and they're very tight with the security on the line, if you can start it online and stuff like that, because they try to weed out the trash.
They try to weed out the folks that are trying to scam. It's unbelievable how much scamming is going on today. It's in the billions of, you know, money that they get from people by scamming them.
You know, and if you get approached, whether it be online, phone calls or whatever, about setting stuff up, Hang up, because first of all, Social Security will not call you.
Neither will Medicare.
Will not call you.
No.
So if you get those kind of calls, you just hang up the phone and have a nice day, because someone's out there to hose you. That's just no ifs, ands, or buts. They're going to try to get all your information. And you've encountered some people in all the years you've been doing this, some of these people that have gotten same last names or same names, and someone's riding their Social Security number.
Yeah, I mean, that's what was happening before to a large degree.
Right.
There was a lot of people, mostly from, you know, out of the country places.
Sure.
Well, they will apply for your Social Security under your Social Security number. I mean, they can find that kind of stuff. So the fact that they have squeezed this security so tight has really helped cut down on the fraud. There is one thing that happens, and I had, like I said last week, I had a lady come in. She says, I'm in a mess. She had a supplement from, it was her sister. The POA came in, power of attorney, for the sister who was unable to make her own decisions. She says, we're in a mess here because she has a supplement, which she's had for years.
Right.
And somebody online or somebody on the phone signed her up for an HMO.
Oh, gosh, no. And so she obviously, they talked to her then, and she had no clue.
She had no clue.
Gosh.
So, you know, in that case, you know, we can call Medicare together and have them, you know, void that HMO, because that's the one that should not have happened.
See, again, you know, and we talk about this when it comes to the open enrollment in October.
Right.
None of these people will call you, but you're going to get people that are going to try, just like this lady did, and have someone put you into a plan that you have no clue.
Yeah.
You didn't really say, quote, sign up for nothing.
There's no way this woman agreed to this.
No.
Voluntarily. Because when I looked into the things that a good agent would do, a good agent always makes sure that your doctors are in your network. A good agent always makes sure that your prescription drugs that you currently take are covered by your plan. So you have to cross all those T's and dot all those I's to make sure you're doing the right thing for somebody. And you don't, you know, put somebody on a Medicare Advantage plan unless it's to their benefit, not to yours, to theirs. And that's exactly what happened. Whoever enrolled, you know, this lady did it for their own benefit. Because none of those things were present. The doctors were not in network. All of them were out of network. And her prescription drugs were not covered.
Good night. Good night.
And here's the thing about that is that when they did that, the Medicare Advantage plan overrides the supplement. She's still paying for the supplement monthly, but it can't cover her.
Now, how long did this happen to her?
Well, as far as the lady that I talked to knew, it was about 2 months or 3 months.
Okay.
Before she discovered it.
Okay. Oh, geez.
She discovered it through, you know, the doctor network that was treating her sister. So it was just something else.
Well, if you've got questions.
To unravel.
It's a mess. Give Kathy a call. Her number is 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. KECinsuranceServices.com is her website. Her office, you can make an appointment to see her at her office. That's at 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard in the Forest Oaks Plaza off of US 19.
Mm-hmm.
Right down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. You can't miss it. And, you can check out the office. She'll meet you anywhere else if you can't make it to the office. But some way, shape, or form, as I always say, ask the questions. And Kathy's been doing this for a long time. And no question is stupid.
No, absolutely not. If you're thinking of this question, chances are there are a lot of other people that have had the very same question.
Yep.
So if I can answer yours, then you can go ahead and spread that out too. Or if I answered online or on the radio, if I can answer questions, whatever question you have, I'd be happy to answer.
And you can also send Kathy a question or so on the website. Yeah, you know, it's KECinsuranceServices.com, and all kinds of past programs are on there as well. So you need to check that out as well. But, you know, a lot of people are just overwhelmed, and you've been counting those over the years. That,
oh, yes, I have.
And they're going to 65. Do I need to do this? But I'm going to tell you, Kathy has encountered people that had no idea that their health care plan at 65, depending on their work status or whatever, and if you are less than 20 employees and say, well, I got a good plan, I can keep going, you're going to get caught. And I'm not saying you're doing it legally, but you're going to get caught because all of a sudden you're in a position where.
You know, and there's good reasons for that. So if you work for an employer that has less than 20 employees, you're not getting the best rate.
Right.
From the healthcare insurer. So therefore, it doesn't qualify as being credible by Medicare standards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, is because of the cost. So in order for you to be able to delay your Medicare, you have to have credible coverage. Credible coverage equates to as at least as good as what Medicare has to offer. Medicare has an 80-20 standard,
mm-hmm.
meaning 80% of whatever the doctor's hospital, whatever charges, right. is covered by Medicare, and you pay the 20. Now, if you have a plan like that through your employer, it's considered credible.
Right.
And you're going to be able to delay your Part B until you decide to leave your job. Now, Part B is not cheap. I mean, it's not free.
No.
A lot of folks say, I pay for my health care. You're not paying for your health care. You're paying for Medicare. So Part B currently is $202.90. That's the standard rate. Now, understand that if your income is accelerated beyond certain thresholds, you can pay more. That is called IRMA, Income-Related Monetary Adjustment. So if you get one of those letters that say you have been assessed IRMA rates, it means that according to the IRS, your income has exceeded their thresholds. That's not a bad thing,
right?
But it's the way that it's a bad thing is that now you pay more for your Part B.
How often do they check that?
Every two years.
So if you just happen to hit a lottery, you're in trouble for 2 years.
Well, in some cases, this is what happened. Like there are people who perhaps will sell a piece of property or something, you know, like move, you know, out of a house and go into a much cheaper house.
Gotcha.
Whatever. It's easy to do. So when you do that, then the income, you take that money as income or you put it in your bank, it's counted as income.
And they know it too.
And they know it. So for that 1 year, it's going to cost you for 2 years. Even though your actual income is much lower, you did get a windfall.
I don't think they're going to catch it.
I don't either.
I mean, you already did your other stuff. You paid into it for 40 quarters and then some or more. And then you're going to get penalized for something like this. That's kind of rank, really.
Yeah, but I don't like it either.
That's government.
Yeah.
But yeah. But if you're not sure about a lot of these things, you give Kathy the call, because otherwise you could be in a world of mess, because it's happened where she's talked about people that have been in 10, 11 years down the road, and their Part B is going to be through the roof because they didn't sign up for Part B when they had to at 65.
Right,
depending
and they
on
didn't
their
have credible coverage.
That's the ticket.
Yes.
So if you're not sure, and you are coming up on 65, you know, you can delay your Part B, all depending. That's where you'll sit down with these people
please,
and
don't
check.
Even think about delaying your Part B until you check with me.
Correct.
Because I want to make sure that what you have is credible so you're not racking up a penalty.
Oh, gosh.
So I had this couple. He owned a business, and he has 4 employees. Now, he paid for the health care for all 4 employees, including him and his wife. They are like in their, I'd say, mid-70s. Then all of a sudden, they sold the business. Now they have to go on Medicare. Well, as you know, the health insurance that they had through their company was not credible because they only had 4 employees. So he and his wife, neither one of them are getting off without having to pay that penalty. We were able to get him Part B, not able to get her Part B yet because the penalty is just too high.
See, and that's 10% a year.
Yeah.
And then they've got 11 years in the belt, 10 years. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do. They're going to get penalized
for life.
To the max for life.
See,
So don't, if you're, you know, you're providing health insurance for your employees and you have a very small company, you know, understand that you have to go to Medicare when you turn 65.
You get these people, you've had them come into your office, you've had them on the phones, you've been to their place, whatever the case may be. I knew nothing about it, is what they tell you.
Because they always do, which is really the reason why I do this. I do this because Medicare or Social Security does not educate people on what to do and when to do it. And I don't want to see people get in trouble and have to pay more for the rest of their life or get to the point where you can't afford it at all.
See, that's the sad part. And you've got to go, and Kathy's talked about this in past programs, if you have to go down to the Social Security office or to Medicare, whatever the case, you better be armed and loaded.
With questions.
With questions. Let me figure it, right? Because they can answer your questions, but they can't direct you to do this or do that.
They're not allowed to advise you.
Okay.
But they are allowed to answer the questions that you might have.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times you want to ask questions. Like, if I'm drawing Social Security, how much would I get if I went off of my spouse's work history? How much would I get if I go off my own work history?
Right.
Choose the larger of the two. That just makes sense. But ask the question, because if you go in there just with I want to draw Social Security, they're going off of your work history, period. Just that. But if you ask the question, would I make more if I went off my spouse's work history? Then that is a choice that you could make.
See, and all depends on what the spouse did.
Yeah.
What you do. Okay. And also too, you get some of these couples that are a nice gap in age where, you know, something happens let's say the spouse couldn't collect for a while, then you gotta just put it on hold.
Well, I mean, I do have several clients like that where the spouse, I mean, the husband is older than the wife. And in those instances, they will tell me, you know, I'm going to wait till I'm 70 to draw my Social Security. Well, in that case, kind of makes sense. Because they want to maximize the amount of Social Security they get, not because they want it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they want to leave a larger amount to their younger spouse. And that makes perfect sense.
Sure.
For most people, it does not make sense to delay it until you're age 70. 67 is what they call full retirement age.
Right.
It makes more sense to do that because you can continue to work as long as you're full retirement age. And continue to earn money, and it's not going to affect your benefit.
Kathy and I, obviously, doing this program with her for all these years and such, and that was what I had figured. That's what I was going to do. I was going to wait
till your full retirement age.
Because if I had to do it before, then I would have to watch what I worked.
Right. You would have had to keep your income below a certain threshold.
Oh, geez.
Otherwise, you're paying back Social Security. Typically, it's $1 for every $2 they give you.
Gosh, that would have been a headache.
It would have been. But they figured out on their end because they get their money. It's not like you had to calculate it and write them a check. They just take it out of your Social Security check.
See, that's the thing where that's where you can get these kind of questions answered. That's why Kathy is very good at what she does for people, because some are just left in the dark. Some people have had no clue. Nobody said nothing to them. And you have seen enough of those over the years that you feel bad for these people because they had no idea.
I feel bad, and I try to help them move forward, but there's nothing you can do about the past. So if you had made the mistake and not taken your Medicare and something happened in there where you lost your credible coverage, they won't fix it. They won't repair it. You just have to go on from there.
That's why always be informed. Kathy will inform you, okay? And if you're in an area where you're too far for that, find an independent agent where you live then, okay? Because we get picked up in a lot of counties. So if you're in your area, you need an independent agent, find one, okay? Because they can shop around for you like Kathy does, okay? Kathy does
and all these things. Yeah, you definitely want an independent agent. Typically, they are more knowledgeable.
Yes.
Because they do have to go through a lot more training. Independent agents have to train with all the companies they represent. So they are more knowledgeable on all the plans. Typically, if you find a captive agent, they're only knowledgeable on the company they're representing. So I always said, independent, get an independent agent. They're going to serve you better than anybody else.
And again, it gives you the flexibility, especially, again, like we talked earlier in the program, if you're coming up on 65, this way it gives you a spearhead to where if you're working, are you going to take social? Are you not? Do you have less than 20 employees where you're at? If it's credible, depending on situations, but anything less than 20, you've got to go on the Medicare doles, if you will. So this is where Kathy will have you sit down with you. And with the open enrollment coming up soon, probably some new plans, maybe.
Believe it or not, we're starting to see, I think I have some training next week
already
with one of the companies already for 2027.
Really?
They're just going to give us sort of a sneak peek on some of the rules, because Medicare rules changed last year a lot.
Didn't they, though?
And this year, they're thinking even more. So I want to get a heads up on what's changing as far as the rules for Medicare and what's changing as far as what's going to be available in the Medicare Advantage realm. Because PPOs and HMOs are what Medicare Advantage have to offer. And there's been a huge squeeze on the PPOs because of cost. PPOs allow you to go to the specialist of your choice without a referral. Therefore, it costs the company more to administer. You, the more freedom you have, the more you cost.
But there's got to be some breaks in his outfit stuff. I mean, for a lot of these
people.
We're
hoping.
You know, the last couple of years have been hell. They really have.
Last year was the hardest. It really was. And now a lot of doctors groups are narrowing what they're taking as far as companies that they're willing to do business with. So, I mean, these are some of the big players out there, big doctors group. And that's another thing that's kind of roiling the marketplace.
See, gosh. People are getting unglued sometimes on these kind of situations, but it's been a wild ride for the last year, but hopefully things get better for 2027.
I'm hoping they start to settle down.
They need to settle down.
Settle down and at least, you know, smooth out the plan so that last year, there are several plans that we were writing, and they were good plans that they just cut off 3 months in. So you can't write them anymore. They were just introduced last year, but this year, by March, they were off the market.
Really?
Can't write them anymore. Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So people are left out in the cold on certain
situations. Yeah, I had a couple in my office yesterday. She's on one of those. The wife is on the plan that it was a good plan. It was one of my, I would say, the most go-to plan that was available last year. So she's on it. She wants her husband on it. Can't do it. Can't write it.
Well,
you have to find an alternative because they took that one off the market.
Right. 3 months in.
3 months in. And I've never seen that happen before, but that's the market we were in for 2026.
And also, too, like a lot of these, if the doctor takes your plan or not, see, they can bail on that.
And we're seeing a lot of that too. All of a sudden, the doctors will say,
"I'm not doing this.
I'm not taking those plans anymore." And then you're scrambling to find another doctor because the fact that you lost your doctor is not what we would call a special election period, according to Medicare. Medicare says not allowed. You're not allowed to change your plan because the doctor dropped out. You just have to find another doctor.
Well, I think that's wrong, but that's just me. I mean, because these people didn't expect that.
No. When they chose their plan and they chose their doctor, everything matched.
Right.
But like I said, doctors are independent. They can choose, you know, on a plan-by-plan basis whether they're going to take something moving forward. So their independence makes that piece of it a little bit dicey.
If you need answers to questions, check in with Kathy, please. Website is kecinsuranceservices.com. kecinsuranceservices.com. Phone number is 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. The office, 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard in the Forest Oaks Plaza, right off of Highway 19, down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. Best bet is to, if you've got questions, Kathy's got answers. 727-735-2337. You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. We'll do it again in two.
See you, JR.
Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.